find it out. Ngepamwe tatu ina hime.
Shike Molena, 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 ondwete ngomu na oko ka unkurenge jokpa krakate, pa krakate, pa krakate. Nombaru tatu ninge yara karina apa nerea firi huepo.
Faisal.
Yes, my brother.
Are you driving?
I have stopped for you, my brother. Nothing else can go. I have to just do this with you.
Oh, welcome to Namibia. Welcome to Namibia. Welcome to Namibia, German.
Thank you, my man. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, man.
Yeah.
Mulunga Radio has always been my favorite, you know.
Are you sure? 100%.
For real. Always, from way back.
Way big. How is Germany?
Germany is pretty good. We are into summer right now, and people are still having some real last good time, you know, before the winter starts.
Mm. By the way, what is the time right now in Germany? Namibia is 32 minutes going after 3.
Exactly. Same here as well. It is 32 past 3 as well. Same time. We have the same time.
Same time. Nice indeed. All right, Pfizer MC, thank you for joining us on Afternoon Easy Drive. By the way, when we're talking about Pfizer MC, who are we talking about?
Moto, you know,
aka
Kamata Chuga Macho.
King Moto.
Yeah. King Moto from Best of Both Worlds. Yes, everything together.
Oh, everything together.
Yes, my brother.
But where have you been? It's like 10 years without releasing any music. Where have you been?
Actually, the problem is a lot of people don't really look, they don't want to look through. I've been around, you know, not in the country, but, you know, I come in and out. Like this year, I was in Namibia since December last year until March this year, you know. And last year, I was in Namibia for another 4 months, 3 months, sorry. And the year before, I was there as well, you know. But professionally, musically, in Namibia, I've been, you know, I've been quiet for almost 11 years.
11 years.
Only for Namibia. So if you look at the last time I released my last album, my fourth album in Namibia was Days Go By. It was Back Again. That was in 2011. Since then, I released another 3 albums, which were not launched in Namibia, but they're online everywhere. You know, so it's just that a lot of people don't really follow much, as you know, there's new cats also coming up, you know, they kind of take over here and there, they, you know, so for us, the old G's, we just have to do it for the love, you know, not the pressure that we used to have back in the days, you know.
That's beautiful. Pfizer, take us back on your journey. Which year you joined the music industry, my brother?
To be honest, if you look very well at Faisal MC's history, musical history, I moved into Namibia in 1999. That's how old I am, you know. And when I moved in Namibia, it took me only 2 years to read and learn, understand, and get friends with the connections with all the artists who were, you know, upcoming that time with me. So I would say not when I started, when we started the industry, you know. We come from that time. So 2002 is when I realized, you know, this is the time I just have to come up, you know. And so my music history starts officially, professionally in Namibia, business-wise, it started in 2002.
2002, back in the days.
Yaman. That's why they call me a legend nowadays. I hear everybody when I meet people like, oh, legend, you know, so I didn't know what legend means.
We call you the King Moto.
Yaman.
All right, are you still doing music right now?
Music is, like I've explained to you, you know, back in the days I was still in school, in university, so I was doing full-time music. You know, when you grow and you are professional in the music, you kind of have other things that, you know, take your life as well.
Yeah.
you know, like side businesses, side jobs, family, this and that, you know. Where I live now, they don't really look so much at onto African music, especially Namibian music, so I can't really, really do much. But I still do music. I don't do it fully like I used to do it before nowadays, you know, just for the love, because I've always been a musician. I love being a musician, you know. So I release music. I would spend maybe some little good money for on a project to release a song for fun, you know, just put it out on my social media, put it out to my friends and fans who follow me. Not because I want it's like a full time, like back in the days. Every year we had to make sure we release an album per year.
All right, you know, that's what I mean. That's good. That's so wonderful.
Nowadays we, yeah, you know, that things have changed now. That I've realized most musicians who are even big in the world, they release singles, you know. So I deal with singles, you know. I deal, say, I might get about 2-3 singles a year, and you know, release another. But in Namibia, people release, since we started, we've always been releasing albums, 15 songs, 19 songs every year, which is a little bit hassle, which is a bit tough as well for artists. So yeah, that's basically the reason why I'm not really, really into the music industry full, you know.
Okay, King Moto, let me take you back with this song. You did a song with Sunny Boy and King TD. This song.
Boys LMC, but that line.
All right, how did you guys meet,
my brother?
Back in the days, how did you guys meet?
It was a very automatic kind of automatic meeting, because look, when I came in the industry, I thought I was the only guy who had a hit song, a new fast song. When I started, because before back, remember I had met Josie, who was the king of that time, you know. Josie had a Fundula. So yeah, you remember, you know, Josie was the main man, and I was right there looking up to Josie, because Josie was in Dajan family, which I also created in Namibia. So Josie made a hit song, he made his path, and we started fighting to get, you know, to get to his level. And then I really fought so much. I did a single called Senorita, and I also did another one called Chunga Macho. But I released Senorita before. Exactly. So, but Senorita was the first one I released. So it was starting to get airplay, and I thought I was the only guy on board. Suddenly they told me, no, you're not the only new guy. There's another new guy who is actually having a very, very big song. I'm like, which guy? They said, no, you know, a guy called Dog. I was like, Dog. Which song is that? Oh, Maluwa Shatana. I was like, oh, he's a good song, man. So then I fought so much to actually meet him. Yeah. I was working on Radio UNAM that time, and so I gave him an interview. That's the first time we met. And when we finished the interview, I asked him maybe we do a collabo. He said, yeah, I'm currently kind of busy trying to get things done with my new boys. I'm having Gaza, I'm having Sunny Boy and them, but I'll let you know, you know. So one day he invited me to his studio, and we went there. We just jived a bit, you know. We just did a little bit of a small jive together, and then we ended up at Elvo. When we were at Elvo, actually, I knew I was going to do a collabo with only Dog, and Dog did the beat at Elvo, you know. So, and then Dog, he saw, is like, dude, this is a hit song, we are going to hit. And he threw in his vocals. And I also did my first verse, so we left the song there. And we had to meet the second time again. The second time he came with Sunny Boy, he's like, you know what, this is my new kid on the block. And, you know, this is like in a period of almost 6 months, because we first recorded and then we waited. And then he's like, this is my boy, Sunny Boy, I would like him to come on board as well. Is that okay? I said, no problem. I don't know if it's good, let's do it. He's like, yeah, he's good. He has a new song with Gaza, you know. Coco. I was like, oh, this is the Coco guy. Oh my God, he flows so good. So Sunny Boy was very, very happy. I was happy actually to have him. I was like, okay, this is going to have three big guys. This is good. So we did the song. Was the rest was history, my brother. That song, when it came out a week later, it became one of the biggest songs Namibia has ever had.
Obvious. All right.
That was a pleasure.
All right, MC, are we expecting you to release any album these days?
You see, that's what I was trying to explain. You see, nowadays, I also saw last night, yesterday, Rema, this guy Rema of Calm Down, he won an award because of one song. Mm. You know, if you know Rema very well, he doesn't have more than five songs, more than six songs, actually. Mm. But he's been in the industry for almost 2 years now.
Okay.
And he's winning awards. So what these guys are doing, they're releasing singles. They're not fighting for albums. We know when the singles are complete and they're all hits is when they compile them to make an album, you know. So for me, I have been releasing a lot of singles which you can compile today and you will have three albums. I promise you. If you go, oh yes.
German.
If you go on my social media, all the platforms, and you just click Faisal MC, you'll see all the albums there. There's Mutima album, there's Days Go By album, there's Back Again album, there's a Motor album, there's quite about seven albums on social media. Now, I've done a song with Sunny Boy again. There's another song, Oshea, with Sunny Boy. I've done another song with Otea. Mm. I've done another song with Exit and with the Ethnics.
Ooh.
You know, but people don't. It's not for real. And this is a song I did last year with Ethnics. Mm. And the year before is when I did with Sunny Boy and Otea. So people don't really know this because they don't play the songs, you know, but they're there. If you search the Faisal MC, Your Number featuring Ethnics, you will see it's a big song. It's a really, really big song, good song. Oh. So, and now, last year, I also released another single, Banjuka, which I introduced as well. And now I have a new song I released just last week. Mm. It's called Joy. You know, so I'm releasing almost every after 3 to 6 months. Mm-hmm. But it's just that people don't really like to follow. Because me, I'm old-fashioned, bro. When we came up, there was no Facebook, Instagram, all these things, they were not there. So I'm hustling so much to get everything together. But I have the followership as well.
All right. Faisal, your final words to your offense.
But Nambala, before the final word, before you let him go, please.
First of all, I would really, really like to send final words to the artist, Namibia, before my friends. Namibian artists, keep it going. Don't give up. Please change all the strategies because the world does not, where I am now, the world does not know of Namibian music, but they know South African music. So Namibian artists, let's wake up. You guys do something. Use me if you want to abuse me. Use me to sell and produce and distribute your music out here in Europe. It's nothing to do with money. I don't need any pay. I just need you to work together so we can get Namibian music outside Namibia. Because if I look at German.
My co-host wants to say something.
Oh, yes, please.
Faisal MC, before we let you go, can you please, because like now, even me, it's like, I don't know, when you are talking about Faisal MC, we don't know really who are we talking about and where are he coming from? Where are you coming from? People, they want to know.
Faisal MC, today, you know, today I would say I'm quite different, but if you remember the Faisal MC, the old Faisal MC, when I moved into Namibia, I came in as a Kenyan-Ugandan artist. When I came into Namibia, because of all those years since 1999 until 2011, when I left the country, you can see it's quite a lot of time. So I called myself a Namibian, you know, because I have all my friends, my family lives there, biggest part of my family lives in Namibia today, and I know so much about Namibia. I have always risen the flag of Namibia. So originally, I'm from Uganda, Kenya, but I would say Faisal MC is the guy you remember through